Let's talk about that game last night as you were in there in bed watching the Dallas game, and we were talking about T.O. and the lack of effort, the lack of fundamentals that he's shown. But forget about T.O. Let's talk about Philadelphia, the job that Andy Reid has done, and, of course, the job that Jeff Garcia has done to resurrect his career and also resurrect the season. They clinched a playoff spot after being considered dead in the water 5 weeks ago.
Well, I'll tell you, I was very impressed with Garcia because he looks to me like a football player. He looks to me like somebody that knows what the heck is going on and can improvise and do some things on his own when the protection might break down and turn a negative into a positive. So I was really impressed with him, and I thought that, you know, that most people thought that Philadelphia was dead when they had to go to him when their quarterback got hurt. But on the other side of that coin, he's playing as well or, you know, well, as that other quarterback would have been doing.
Larry Weisman, if you are Andy Reid and the Eagles, don't you make every effort to keep Jeff Garcia for next year, knowing the chances of injury to your quarterback are so high?
Well, you're going to certainly need somebody to start the season, and I would think that the McNabb injury might be, you know, a full year. And when you look at what happened with Dante Culpepper trying to push his way back too soon off a knee injury, you have to think you may need a different starter. You may need somebody to carry you through the first eight next year, and I think you have to play to the sense with Jeff Garcia that he's gone other places and tried to start with bad teams, and that didn't work. And really, the only team that was chasing him at all this offseason was Philadelphia. So maybe the loyalty argument can carry the day.